Hello again, I'm Mike Roberts with my usual warm welcome to the 11th programme in my current series, The Golden Years Plus. As always, Samuel is again taking care of all things technical, and as I promised last week, this week I have selected a quality mix of more of the very best in music and song from years past, another Mike's Mix. So let's get underway, straight away with a swinging start from a 1967 recording by Wayne Newton.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night, what were the chances we'd be sharing love? Before the night was through, something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting, something in my heart told me I must have you. For strangers in the night. Love was just a glance away, saying that's a way, and ever since that night we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night. Wayne
Newton and Strangers in the Night, a song more usually associated with Frank Sinatra, who made it famous with his 1966 version. It was written by Burt Kempfert and lyrics by Charles Singleton and Eddie Snyder. Wayne Newton is an American singer and actor who, at 75, is still active today. During his career, he became one of the best-known entertainers in Las Vegas, enjoying such titles as Mr. Las Vegas, Mr. Entertainment, and The Midnight Idol. He has made the charts on more than one occasion, with one of his songs making number 4 in 1972. Next is a lady that was never off TV or radio throughout the late 1960s and 70s, though having said that, Vicky Carr's career has enjoyed a number of great highs ever since, notably in the 80s and 90s in the world of Latin music, and at 75 she's still active today. I've selected a Vicky Carr recording for us from 1970, Unforgettable.
Oh, thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Unforgettable, a song written by Irving Gordon in 1951 and popularised in 1952 by Nat King Cole, who recorded it and released it that year, and given a toe-tapping rhythmic treatment there for our listening pleasure by the very talented Vicky Carr. Now, you will have heard me saying on a couple of occasions on previous programmes that I intend making amends for having neglected to include more often those wonderful orchestras and arrangers who contribute so much to the success of the countless artists and groups who depend on them. And so far I've done so by featuring two notable examples, the David Rose Orchestra and the wonderful Nelson Riddle Orchestra. Well, this week it's the turn of the great Billy May and his orchestra, with their recording of Girl Talk. A Neil Hefti composition with lyrics by Bobby Troop, Girl Talk, played there by Billy May and his orchestra. It was written in 1965 for the film Biography of the Legendary Gene Harlow of the same year. Billy May is equally legendary. Born on November 10, 1916, he was an American composer, arranger and trumpeter. He composed film and television music and wrote arrangements and accompaniments for countless top singers, a number of whom have been featured on both series of the Golden Years. I'm confident his work will crop up again before this series ends. Billy May was the holder of a Grammy Award for Best Performance by an Orchestra, and he died, aged 87, on January 22, 2004. Now, when I listen to my next song, before deciding to include it in this week's show, I concluded that the melody was both pleasing to the ear and relaxing, but not necessarily one that would linger on and leave you humming the tune long after it had faded. However, when someone else who was listening with me remarked, "What lovely words," I reckoned all the ingredients were there for its inclusion. So here's Jack Jones to sing for us, "If Only I Had the Words." Jack Jones in 1977 from an album entitled With One More Look at You that he released in 1977 with that very meaningful Billy Joel song, If I Only Had the Words. Jack Jones is an American actor and singer, still active and popular at 79, in concerts in the UK and around the world, where I've enjoyed his singing on two occasions. His most popular period was throughout the 1960s, when he made the charts on a number of occasions, as well as receiving Grammy Awards for his performances. I'd like to take a moment now to tell you a little of what's ahead next week, when I have another themed program for you. I shall be devoting the entire show to female vocalists of note. I'll just say that for the present, female vocalists of note, and tell you more about it next week. And I will, of course, be doing the same for the boys in a future show. So make a note to join me, Mike Roberts, for more of the Golden Years Plus on Campus FM, with a reminder that any comments you might wish to make can be addressed to me direct at mikeroberts665@btinternet.com, or by any other conventional means, care of this station. Here is Peggy Lee.
Bewitched, bewitched, you've got me in your spell. Bewitched, bewitched, you know your craft so well. Before I knew what you were doing, I looked in your eyes. That brand of woo that you've been brewing took me by surprise. Bewitched, bewitched, one thing is for sure, that stuff you pitch just hasn't got a cure. My heart was under lock and key, somehow it got unhitched. I never thought my heart could be had, but now I'm caught and I'm kinda glad.
Peggy Lee and Bewitched. The song Bewitched was the theme from a long-running American TV series of the same name, also seen in the UK. And Peggy Lee's version that we've just heard was recorded by Capitol Records in 1965. I'm sure I will have said much already about Peggy Lee herself, having featured her on a number of occasions. Suffice to say, she was a hugely popular and successful American singer, songwriter, composer, and actress for some 60 years. She died in January 2002 at 81. The name Mantovani is synonymous with popular music, notably throughout the 1950s and 60s, and most notably in the area of music albums. Annunzio Paolo Mantovani was an Anglo-Italian composer and conductor of light orchestral works noted for their lush-sounding, cascading strings. He was the UK's most successful producer of top-selling stereo albums, the first, in fact, to sell over the million, earning the accolade as the UK's most successful album producer before the Beatles. And in 1959, Mantovani had six albums appearing at the same time in the US Top 30. He was active until his death at 74 in March 1980. And I've chosen for his first contribution to this, or my previous Golden Years series, a track from a compilation of 20, described as his Golden Collection. It's a song written by Jerome Kern with lyrics by Dorothy Fields that I have featured before at different times vocally. It lends itself to the Mantovani treatment perfectly. The Way You Look Tonight. Mantovani in 1976 and The Way You Look Tonight. So inevitably I come to the last of my selections for this week's Mike's Mix, and I'm returning to an artist I vividly recall featuring in my Saturday night's Mike's Mixture shows of 1960 to 1963 with the Forces Broadcasting Service in Malta. Ed Townsend recorded a number of standards before going on to focus more as a writer and producer, working on hits for other notable vocal personalities, like Marvin Gaye, to name but one. Here is Ed Townsend from his own recording days with Capitol Records, and In the Still of the Night.
In the still of the night, as I gaze from my window at the moon and its flight, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still of the night, while the world is in slumber, oh, the times without number, darling, when I say to you, the moon growing dim on the rim of a hill in the chill still of the night. Like the moon growing dim on the rim of a hill in the chill, oh, the still of the night.
Ed Townsend and Cole Porter's 1937 song, In the Still of the Night, written for the film Rosalie of the same year. So, once again, it's time for me to say that's it, folks. Thank you to Samuel, the other side of the microphone, for looking after all things technical, and we both thank you for listening. Join us again next week for another of those themed programmes. Until then, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.